We are on page 187, and we're going to begin the Bahya Matrika Nyas. Nyas, remember, Nyas means to establish within. And the Matrikas are the little mothers. And we're establishing those little mothers, all those goddesses in the forms of letters. And we're going to establish them in the external body. Let's read this paragraph here. Every object in creation has a name to correspond to its form. There is a name that is agreed upon by the customs of language, what we may call an object. And there is a natural sound that is being emitted as a consequence of the vibrations that are taking place in the object itself, the movement of protons, neutrons, electrons, etc. Every manifested object of creation has a vibration, whether perceivable or not, and every vibration emits a sound, whether audible to the physical organ of hearing or not. Every sound is expressible by a letter that symbolizes that sound, and that the sound that most closely approximates the vibration indicated, so that all the letters of the alphabets symbolize the total possibility of all vibrations that can be evolved or can be expressed, the totality of creation. And this natural name is called a Bija Mantra, often translated as seed mantra. These bijas are another name for the matrikas, the letters of the Sanskrit alphabet. In Sanskrit philosophy, the microcosm is an exact replica of the macrocosm, hence every physical body contains all the vibrations possible in the cosmos. Bahya Matrika Nyasa means the establishment of the letters of the Sanskrit alphabet within the outside or the gross body of the worshipper. Bahya Matrika Nyasa ascribes a position in each of the centers of activities for each of the letters so that the worshipper can understand and experience the totality of creation as existing within the physical body. By using the different mudras described, the worshipper begins by placing the 16 vowels in their respective positions. Now, we've made a little code here, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And so the right 1 to the 4 base is Tattva Mudra, base of number 4. And you touch the top of the head and say, Om Ang Namo. Om Ang Namo. Right number 4. Om Ing Namo. Om Ing Namo.
You have to change hands.
You have to put your book down.
I saw somebody do it, so I figured that was probably the right way to do it. But I've been doing it the other way because the book has to be held sometimes.
Om Ang Namo. Om Ung Namo. Om Ring Namo. Om Ring Namo. 1 and 5. 2, 3, 4. Om Ring Namo. Om Ring Namo. 2, 3, 4. Ring Namo, Ring Namo. Om Ang 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 Namo. Om Ah Namo.
Now, do we do this in the Chandi the same way?
No.
In that one, we just use this?
Right.
Oh, okay.
The nyasa of the chandi is different. This is the Bahya Matrika nyasa. This is not the same as the chandi nyasa.
But you would use both hands.
Yes, in the chandi. Om eng namo, om ring namo, om kling namo, om chang namo, om mung namo, om gang namo, om yang namo, om bing namo, om chang namo. And this one is om ang namo, om ang namo, om No. Just indicate. Don't have to touch. Now, 1, 3, 5. 1, 3, 5. Those are all the 1, 3, 5s.
It's not like here.
No, in the crook, yes. Kangdamo, kangdamo, gangdamo, gangdamo, nangdamo. Changdamo, 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 nangdamo. Tangdamo, 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 nangdamo. Tangdamo, 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 nangdamo. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
1, 3, 5. Then, 1 to 4 bass, that's Tattva Mudra again. Om Pangdamo, Om Pangdamo. Om Pangdamo, Om Pangdamo. Om Mangdamo. Mangdamo. Om Yangdamo, Om Rangdamo. Om Langdamo. Om Wangdamo. Om. Sangdamo, Om Sangdamo, Om Sangdamo, Om Hangdamo, Om Langdamo, Om Sangdamo, Om Hengmring Kling Chamunda Kibichai. Are there any questions?
Is it do when do puja?
Takes a lot of practice to get it.
You guys are not doing when you do cosmic puja this thing.
Yeah.
You do?
Of course.
Mm. What do?
Well, what I do is there's one. I haven't done all of the different positions and fingers. I have to learn that part.
Good.
But I'm,
So now the first 20 are these three fingers, the thumb, the middle, and the baby finger. And the rest of them are with the Tattva Mudra. So it's very easy. The 16 vowels are a little bit different. Okay, Matrika Nyas, the establishment of the letters in the chakras. Now remember, we taught this class in Palm Springs, didn't we? The letters around the chakras. We have 16 in the Vishuddha, and 12 in the Anahata, and 10 in the Manipur, and 6 in the Swadhisthana, and 4 in the Muladhara, and 2 in the Ajna Chakra. Following Panini's grammar, which is the most authoritative on the subject, in the Bahya Matrika Nyasa there are 35 consonants, with the addition of Rang. Actually, the number of letters varies according to the different enumerations regarding differing functions, and in the Matrika Nyasa that follows, only 50 letters are to be placed. Sanskrit is commonly taught with 50 letters, 16 vowels, and 34 consonants. Occasionally, it is taught with 52 letters, with the addition of Om and Hrim. For the purpose of these nyasas, we follow both the formats because the authority is considered to be the most accurate, agree in all the versions consulted. The question of why they differ in the number of letters they contain will not be addressed here. That's a long philosophical discussion. But the one that's different is this last rong, the second to the last letter. Mm-hmm. Matrika Nyas places the bijas or natural names inside the chakras, which are the energy centers within the body. In this meditation, we conceive that not only is all existence moving in my every movement, as in the former Nyas, but also that all the vibrations of the universe comprise the very essence of my being. They're all emanating from my chakras. It comes from my energy center. Every manifestation of vibration in the existence is part of me. Hum stands for the pranatma. The second nam for the jivatma, and sham for paramatma. In this way, jiva puts on, so to speak, or wears the universe as a gown. All the vibrations of existence make up the cloak that covers the ever more subtle essence of consciousness, which is the silent witness to the dance of creation. And here we're going to use the Tattva Mudra all the way throughout. So you can just alternate Om Namo. Turn the page and we'll look on page 196. We're going to start in the Vishuddha Chakra. It's the one with the hum in the middle. And we're going to put these letters on the petals of the lotus right around the chakra. Conceive hum in the middle and fill the 16 positions with the letters. Ang namo om ang namo. Ang namo ing namo om ing namo om ong namo om ong namo om ring namo om ring namo om ring namo om ring namo om ang namo om ang namo om ong namo om ang namo om ang namo om ah namo.
Did you draw a circle, Sam?
Yes, I just drew a circle. I just put one letter on each of the petals around the chakra.
You did right and left.
Yes, and I did them in alternating order. Ang namo om ang namo om ing namo om ing namo om ung namo om ung namo om ring namo om ring namo om ring namo om ring namo om ang namo om ang namo om ong namo om ang namo om ang namo om ah namo. I just drew a circle and put one letter on each petal. I got hum in the middle. And I'm going to go right down the line and do the same thing in each of the other chakras. Om kangamo 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 om kangamo. And those are the 12 petals of the Anahata. Now I move down to the 10 petals of Manipur. And move to the 6 of the Swadhisthana. Now, in the Swadhisthana, we just put them across because it's very difficult to draw a circle here. But yeah. I mean, you know, your heel's in the way. Your foot's, you can't really get down there and draw a circle. So in the Swadhisthana and the Muladhara, we just put them in indicate, so to speak. Don't worry too much about it, about how accurate is your circle.
You can stand up that time.
You're not allowed to break the asan in order to stick a letter back there. So you're better off just sitting where you are and keep the just pretend the letter's there. After a while, it'll be there. Just sit on your letters. Om wang namo om sang namo om shang namo om thang namo om hang namo om chang namo om om a ding ring kling chamunda kibiche. So now we've placed all the vibrations that are capable of being expressed in the entire universe in the chakras where they belong. And all of the vibrations of existence dwell inside of me. And that's the meditation. And then we pick them up after we've established them. And we do them backwards. Perform samkar matrika nyas and bahya matrika nyas by repeating the above described processes in reverse order from the end to the beginning. etc., etc. You go backwards. And when you establish them, you go clockwise, and when you pick them up, you go counterclockwise. And just pick them off. Because I create this universe, and I withdraw my creation into my own self. And it's all mine.
And you remove the letters.
Yes. Pick them up. Put them back in your heart. I created all these vibrations. Let me pick them up, put them back in my heart, because I'm going to put the goddess there in my heart, and then I'm going to close my eyes, and all this creation is going to disappear. That's the meditation.
Swamiji, when you say a reverse order, so you're at the sixth chakra, do you start at six and go backwards?
Yes. Oh. Yeah.
I got it.
Do you want to see him do it fast?
I can't do it slowly. But you'll be able to do it one breath.
Why do you go five and then down and go up to six?
The last two, Hung and Chung, are existing in the Ajna Chakra. There are two petals in the Ajna Chakra. You can see it on our diagram on page 196. Om has two petals.
Why do you start at five and then go down and then go
Well,
back
because
up?
The 16 vowels exist in the Vishuddha Chakra. The Vishuddha Chakra, its property is ether and it conducts sound. So all the vowels come from the Vishuddha Chakra. Okay. Right? All the vowels which give sound, they come from the Vishuddha. And Hum and Shang. Hum is Ahamkar, this divine soul. And Chung is the culmination of creation. So, remember the 50 letters of Sanskrit begin with A, which is the beginning of creation. And they end with Sha, which is the end of creation. And they express the entire evolution from A to Sha. All of that can be evolved from the first spark of creation to the last culmination of creation. These are the expressions of Sanskrit. So Hung and Shang are the divine eye, the fulfillment of existence, dwelling in the Ajna Chakra. And you'll do the Bahya Matrika Nyas in reverse too.
Pranayama that goes with this?
As much as you like to do. Yes, okay. Sure. Yes, absolutely. There's a pranayama that goes with it.
So is it different than what if you just use the Navarana mantra? Pranayama?
Well, yes, every mantra is written in a chanda, and every chanda, that meter, is a rhythm, a mathematical formula for pranayama. So here, in using these matrikas, you can inhale the entire existence in one breath.
Fast.
And do it fast.
Fast, you can.
Or you could take one breath for each letter.
If you can remember it.
And I dare you to get through the alphabet. Om Ang Namo.
Slow motion.
What was the next one?
I forgot. Om Angmo.
Okay.
You'll feel your own rhythms.
It's better to do with pranayama.
Everything is better to do with pranayama. Okay. It just makes time go faster.
When you know pranayama, it automatically becomes.
So what happens here is we begin to wear creation on our body. In fact, this body is the embodiment of all the vibrations of existence. And then we begin to feel the centers of energy. We've gone through the Buddha Shuddhi and awakened the centers of energy with the Bija Mantra of each chakra. And then we've established the matrikas in the petals around them, and now we have control of all the vibrations of existence. All existence has emanated from me and is embodied in me, and my body is the reflection of the embodiment of existence. And when you get control over these two nyasas, remember, nyas is to establish within. We've established all the vibrations of existence within, and we're walking as a living embodiment of all those vibrations. Our meditation becomes even more defined and more pronounced.
Is this how one gets siddhis, this power to control vibration? I mean, is it this?
Yes, but the siddhis that we spoke of in the Siddha Kunjika Stotram, the capacity to control our mind, the capacity to control our emotions, the capacity to reflect the highest ideals of perfection. Not necessarily to slay our external enemies, but the capacity to slay our internal enemies.
But to manifest objects like some of these gurus do. This is...
That's another class. please. In fact...
So, Swami, what you're saying is that when we do this, if we do this routinely, then the universe becomes our body.
Right.
If we want it, and if not, then it's gone.
Mm-hmm. That's right. We get to move in and out of the embodiment of the universe. And that's what happens in our puja.
Swami, does that create some kind of a negative and positive pole going up and down, up and down like that?
A negative and positive.
Some kind of a...
Well, can we call it a centrifugal and a centripetal force?
Okay.
Not have to speak of it in terms of positive and negative, but dharma and adharma. Or, you know, the forces of existence are evolution and involution. They are all within us. And we have the capacity to bring forth this creation, and we have the capacity to withdraw that manifestation. And that's what happens as we practice the nyasa. Now, once we've performed the nyasa, the next step is Anga Puja, worship of the Divine Mother's body. I'm on page 201, using Tattva Mudra, both hands, both feet, I bow to the reliever of difficulties and worship her feet. Go ahead, touch her feet. She's got all the vibrations of existence in her and outside her. She is the embodiment of vibrations. I touch her feet. Om, I bow to the unconquerable one from the mountains and worship her ankles. Om, I bow to the unseverable energy and worship her knees. Om, I bow to the beloved of consciousness and worship her thighs. Om, I bow to the daughter of the mountains and worship her hips. Om, I bow to the one of purified by knowledge and worship her navel. Om, I bow to the mother of the perceivable universe and worship her stomach. Om, I bow to the energy of welfare and worship her sternum. Om, I bow to the energy of infinite goodness and worship her heart. Om, I bow to the energy of the great seer of all and worship her throat. Om, I bow to she who is praised by the universe and worship her shoulders. Om, I bow to she who takes away darkness and worship her arms. Om, I bow to she who is sacred study and worship her hands. Om, I bow to she who grants boons and worship her mouth. Om, I bow to she of excellent music and worship her nose. Excellent music. Om, I bow to the lotus-eyed and worship her eyes. Om, I bow to the mother of all and worship her head. Om, I bow to the goddess and worship her entire body. Hung, rung, ing, ring, 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 and bathe her in the bliss of that perfect consciousness, all that can be perceived.
Swamiji, two questions.
Please.
Is it a ring or ring? Swamiji, I notice you're saying ring.
I come from the Northeastern school. It's a ng. Anuswar is the sound of an atom. You tell me what it is. In the South, it's an M. It's a hard rim. In the Northwest, it's ring. And in the Northeast, it's a ring. Take your choice. Doesn't make any difference.
Second question.
Please.
When you said that when you were doing the nyasa, you could use one breath for one establishment or you could use one breath for all of them,
yes,
depending on your choice.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a vaya media? I mean, both are...
Both are good.
Right, but is there something, instead of telling one mantra for one breath or telling all of them for one breath, is there some pattern we can use? Like instead of...
There are many. You'll find what's convenient and comfortable for yourself.
So if I say five at once and four the next time...
Right, okay. Or maybe you'll want to do the 16 vowels. Among them, 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 among them. Maybe you want to do the next two or three chakras, and then you could do it in three breaths. You can do it in four breaths. You can do it as you... practice it.
Okay.
When you start out, you'll have to look at the book. Yes, please.
Why are you saying hum and pointing to the muladhara when over here it's saying hum is in the Vishuddha?
Aha. The Bija mantras move to different locations according to their usage in the puja. The ha of the Vishuddha chakra means something different than the hung of the muladhara. Now here we're establishing the mantra hrim. So hung in the muladhara, rong in the Manipura, ing in the Agnya chakra, and hrim on top and all the way down. This is the way it comes through the body. All that can be perceived through the senses, ha. Right? Ha karastu ladeha syad. It says it right below. The letter ha indicates the gross body. Now, la in the muladhara stands for all the gross body. The muladhara is the gross body. Right? So this hung is different from the ha of the Vishuddha chakra. It has a different function. You understand the difference? Good. The gross perception comes from Muladhara, the subtle perception from the Manipura, the causal body of perception from the Agya chakra, and Ring Turiya is just all. Yes, it's just like taking a bath, just like showering. Bring down that energy and bathe in the bliss of Hrim.
Swami, does it matter if you cross your hands like this on the shoulder? You didn't do it when you did your knees.
No, I'm a little bit... I can't quite reach.
It doesn't matter then if you do it like this.
No, it doesn't matter.
Okay.
No. Yes, please.
Could you explain how a mudra works?
Mudra is a symbol of an attitude. And every time you place your fingers together in a certain position and you say the mantra that accompanies it and you conceive the attitude, you feel the vibration, you put your whole being into the attitude of that practice, that kriya. So every time you make the mudra and conceive the attitude, you get deeper and deeper into the feeling of the attitude.
And it creates the attitude at the same time, right?
Well, oftentimes it creates a wholeness in your circulation. For example, if you take this little indentation and feel the pulse on your middle finger on the left hand, you feel the pulse there?
Mm-hmm.
That is the exact center of the circulatory system. And as you touch the different places, you can feel a sensitivity developing. So if we take, for example, Namashivaya, and we establish the letter Na in the thumb and Ma in the forefinger and Shi in the middle finger and Va in the ring finger and Ya in the baby finger, and pretty soon Namashivaya, Namashivaya. Pretty soon you can feel that Namashivaya is in your fingertips. There, it's there. The mantras are there. Didi has it right there. In Namashivaya. Namashivaya is there. Put Namashivaya in your fingertips and touch some other part of your body. You can feel that you are touching with Namashivaya. You develop that sensitivity. So the mudra establishes the attitude and establishes the vibration. And pretty soon, you can just say the mantra and feel the vibration. You feel the tactile sensation even without touching yourself. Pretty soon, you just touch yourself and hear the mantra going inside. Both ways, it works. And so these mudras are extremely valuable tools to get deeper and deeper into the feeling of the mantras. And that's how they work. Now, if you close your eyes or make a demonstration and use it for other purposes other than to get into the bhav, I know there are many people who think that having kriyas is something that they do in public rather than using kriyas, the actions which are designed to bring us into the harmony by combining a mudra with mantra and asan, pranayam, and the understanding, all this is part of the sadhana. It's not something that happens to us. It's something that we make happen. It's part of that, what we call kripa. Kri means do, and pa means get. It's part of the sadhana of making it happen. Oh, that's something about mudras.
Although, Swami, don't they also occur spontaneously?
Mudras?
Yes.
Rarely.
But when mudras. When the energy flows of the kundalini and the shakti flows, sometimes it occurs in certain, the hands take certain
more probably, mudras are a learned discipline. They don't necessarily occur spontaneously. You see them happen, and you practice them, and then they occur. or you make it happen. Some people make it happen with a motivation to demonstrating the amount of spiritual attainment that they've reached by having demonstrating mudras. And other people use them as part of the puja, as a guided meditation, trying to evoke certain attitudes of meditation.
Well, I'm just saying that when some people are having some types of kundalini or altered state consciousness, they will have spontaneous mudras. They don't even know they're doing them.
I haven't seen any of those individuals. I not yet. I saw people who went into meditation and stayed there. But I didn't see people who went into kundalini experiences and started dancing around and having mudras come out like some type of Kathakali dance. It wasn't orchestrated like that.
They don't necessarily know what they're doing. I have seen it happen.
Uh-huh.
With a number of people.
Uh-huh. Well, that's why you're a psychiatrist.
Yes, I think that's right.
I appreciate that. Anytime you want to prescribe the medicine for me. Om Sang Saraswati Namaha.